Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And you're very welcome to today being episode number 855. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. It's Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Basically, you contact them at irishrebates.ie, fill out a simple application form, and try and get a tax rebate. Now, there are some questionable companies out there, aren't there, Jeremy?
Yeah,
who charging are, a fortune
who
for this exact service.
Customers, and I can tell you now that Irish Tax Rebates are not one of those companies. They charge 10%. That is their fee, 10% to do your hard work, basically, mm-hmm. because it is a lot of hard work claiming tax back. You just give them your details, let them do their hard work. If you're due a tax rebate, you will get the money back. If you're not, they won't charge you anything.
And based on a study that they did from rebates that they processed,
yep.
the average person is due a rebate of €1,092.
And I mean,
much better in your pocket than the taxman.
I don't want to understate or overstate this, but 1,092, yeah?
It's a holiday.
I was about to say that. I was about to build it up and say...
Well, it is. It's a holiday.
Yes, that is a weekend away in Amsterdam
or
Paris.
A weekend? You get a week's holiday in Spain for
okay,
that.
Well, use it for whatever you want, but it's better in your pocket. It's literally sitting there waiting for you.
Now, obviously, Irish Tax Rebates can't guarantee people a rebate of over €1,000, but from their work, the average rebate, as we said, is €1,092. So if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, contact irishtaxrebates.ie and see if you can get a tax rebate. And as we said, their charge is just 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you got a rebate of €1,000, they will only charge 123, so it's €100 plus VAT is all that they will charge. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, have a listen to this. When a partner cheats on you, you can act in one of two ways. You can A, break up with them immediately, have nothing more to do with them, and cut them out of your life. Literally gone. Or B, you can do all of that and get a bit of revenge on them while you're at it. How common is revenge on cheating partners? Well, they've estimated that around one quarter of people, get a load of this, one quarter of people who have been cheated on feel so hurt that they do some form of act of revenge. They feel that hurt by being cheated on. There's even a website set up telling women the different ways to get revenge on a cheating dickhead. But is revenge like this ever justified? You've heard regular listener Simon on our show before. Well, he reached out to us last night with this bombshell. He feels very hard done by. Most of the people commenting on our Facebook page right now are saying, good enough for you. And we want to find out which side you are on. So have a listen to what Simon wrote to us. He says, you probably won't talk about this, but can you talk about exes turning psycho? I did the dirt on her with someone she works with 2 weeks ago. Unplanned. She found out on Monday because the one I cheated with told her what happened and that was snagged. I went back to the apartment on Monday to move my stuff out and found that she had thrown out my entire vinyl record collection, almost 200 albums. I didn't even give her the satisfaction of getting annoyed. But what do women like this get out of it? Yeah, I'm a dickhead for cheating, but why not just break up without the psycho shit? And that is from a guy called Simon. So she destroyed and flung 20 albums in the big skip, you know, the big apartment skip bins that they have in there. But she didn't just throw them in the bin. She pulled them all out of their sleeves, ripped the cardboard, threw them all in. His 200 albums. Like, if we were talking 20 albums, I'd say fair enough. 20 albums isn't that much. 200 albums is 200 enough.
Albums.
200 albums, yeah.
Okay, first of all, I'm shocked. We put this up on Facebook earlier on, and I was shocked by the reaction from mostly women who were condoning it, okay? And who were basically saying, yeah, fair play, fair play. And you're not going to like what I have to hear, especially if you're a woman, because...
What you have to say, you mean?
What did I say?
You're not going to like what I have to hear.
Okay, well, what I have to hear, what I have to say. Because I think that behavior is psycho behavior. I agree with him. So what if he cheated? If someone cheated...
No, what do you mean, so what if he cheated?
If someone...
The one thing he doesn't mention in his message to us is how long they were together. If they were together a couple of weeks, whatever. But... so what if he cheated?
That's not... Let me finish the sentence. So what if he cheated, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If someone cheats on you, you break up with them and you move on and you get on with your life, yeah? That's what you do. That is criminal damage. And what I would have done...
That's 200 albums, for God's sake. Relax.
Okay, let me finish. What I would have done was call the police and got her done.
Will you stop now?
Okay.
Call the guards, because she's annoyed that you screwed somebody else. Well, no, she's a reason to be annoyed.
Okay, first of all, it's going to be one of those topics, boys and
girls.
No,
but she has a reason. She's just reason to be annoyed, does she not?
Kennedy's on his high horse. No, here is what I'm saying. When you listen to me and listen to what I'm saying, it's not illegal to cheat on somebody.
Okay? No, nobody said it was.
You can't go down to Pierce Street Garda Station and say, arrest Adrian Kennedy after cheating on me.
No.
Yeah? Can't do that.
No,
okay?
Correct. Yep.
However, criminal damage is against the law.
Okay.
He should have called the cards. Okay. He honestly should. I don't know where... Women get off thinking that they can destroy property because a man wronged them. Here's the difference. Here's the difference between men and women. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Difference between men and women. When men are cheated on, they just get on. Oh, yeah. Okay, that relationship is over. Lesson learned. Move on. Yeah? Whereas women, and I'm not saying all women, but, well, Jesus, judging by the women that listen to this show, I am saying all women. Women will spend weeks plotting and planning on how to get back at him rather than just going, okay, he was a dickhead, he cheated, I'll move on, and did you ever hear, ladies, the expression, be the bigger person?
Okay, this is to suggest that men never do this. Men never try to get revenge.
I don't believe they do.
Have you never known of any bloke who's been ripped off who tried to get revenge?
Genuinely, most of my mates...
If anybody does, by the way, I'd love to hear from you. 0858252626.
Most of my mates, be they male or female, yeah, have been cheated on before, okay? The only people who have acted out revenge, and I've had friends of mine slashing boyfriends the four wheels of their car, like going out with a knife and slashing their tires. I've never, ever heard of a fella getting revenge on a cheating girlfriend. If the girlfriend cheats, they put it down to, okay, she cheated.
Okay, so Simon had, firstly, he ripped the girl off. That's bad enough. Secondly, he ripped the girl off with somebody that she works with. That's bad enough. The girl that he ripped her off with went and told the girl that she did it. And then she's really pissed off. She is really, really, really annoyed. And you can't blame her being really, really, really annoyed. So she goes home and in a fit of anger, she takes out all of his albums, she rips the sleeves, and
okay,
she throws them in the skip.
And she poisoned his cat. Would that be okay?
She didn't poison his cat. No, that's a completely different
conversation. No, let's have that conversation. Is that okay?
No, of course it's not. You're killing a creature.
You know the movie Fatal Attraction? Bunny Boiler.
No, she didn't boil his bunny.
She didn't boil his bunny.
She just wrecked his vinyl album collection.
Well, I'm telling you now, if any woman did that to me, I'd have them up in front of court. And that's not me being dramatic. That's me being deadly serious. Nobody destroys
Way them. To go to really end a relationship on a very toxic level. I mean, that really is.
No. I think it's toxic to destroy something belong to somebody.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Joyce sent us this message in to us. Have a listen.
So a few years ago, I found out my husband, lovely husband, was cheating on me. We had two young children together, cheating on me with a younger model in work. So I hacked into his work computer one night with screenshots of the evidence I had, and I emailed the whole company and CC'd the CEO and HR. He was subsequently fired. I moved on with my life and I've met the most amazing partner. But yeah, that was my little psycho story on my cheating husband.
Okay, now what do you make of that?
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
What did she say? She got on to everybody in the office.
Yeah, I think that's revenge.
And he was sacked. Was he sacked over that?
Is that not revenge porn?
I don't know.
Play that again.
Yeah, let's have a listen to that again. Listen to a bit of it anyway.
Cheating on me with a younger model in work. So I hacked into his work computer.
Hacked into his work computer. I'm going to write these down. Yeah, hacked into his computer. Okay, thank you, Joyce.
Nice. With screenshots of the evidence I had.
With the screenshot of the evidence that she had. Okay, here we go.
And I emailed the whole company and CC'd the CEO and HR. He was subsequently fired. I moved on with my life and I've met the most amazing partner.
Oh, of course you have.
Now, I'm curious what evidence did she send on to the CEO that got him fired?
I presume they were DMs or PMs or text messages or WhatsApp.
But he ended up being fired over cheating. Is that a bit much?
Well, that's...
The conversation.
It's not that I have the problem. The last thing, Jesus, you could write the script for her, couldn't you? What did she say at the end? I've moved on
with my life, met the most wonderful guy.
Anybody that says that is just, who are you trying to prove that you met the nicest guy?
Okay, the question we're asking you is revenge ever justified? Have you ever gotten your revenge on an ex for something they may have done in the past? Send me a WhatsApp right now to 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Nikki, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Nikki.
Hello, lads. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Nikki. Well, Nikki, is revenge ever justified?
Right. This is what I think. I think that most, and I'm probably going to get blasted for this, I think women in general were born with that revenge in us.
Ooh, you were born with it in you.
Yeah, like it's in our makeup, I think. It's in our DNA. We can't let things go in general. Like, in general, you know, like if two guys have a fight on a Friday night, they can go to the pub the next day, shake and make up.
Yeah.
That with two women would go on for a lifetime. They'd never be friends again. Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of same, but different.
Yeah, in fact, I think of something like the Wagatha Christie trial and how that literally went to the highest court in the UK over two women having a row. And that's really, that's literally what it was. Yeah, yeah. So you believe that women, because Jeremy was saying men don't do this. Men don't rip up CD collections or poison cats nobody does that. Is he right in saying that? Men don't do this.
Well, I tell you what, I haven't always been a good girl. I'm very, very honest. I actually got married with Nick last week and I hope I'm not of his family.
Okay, mind your mouth now.
I'm cursing. But I haven't always been the best girlfriend. You know, I've been a little bit naughty before I'm married and things like that. And one night I went out. Now, I'm not saying I'm going around sleeping with loads of men, but just being out and about when I shouldn't be, that kind of thing. And one night I'd been out all night and I came home and it ripped my favourite dress up, like, in anger. And
So it did happen. A man did exact revenge on you.
Yeah, because he knew it was my favourite dress and he knew he was really pissing me off, and it did.
Right.
There's nothing more I could say.
So, okay, that happened to you, so he ripped up her favourite dress.
Did you shag this fella behind your fella's back?
No.
Okay.
No, I've just been out all night.
No. Yeah.
Okay, can you imagine what he would have destroyed had you had sex with the other fella?
Well, he presumed that what had happened.
Right, okay, but it hadn't. But by the time you got home and got to explain, the dress was already destroyed. So, have you ever done anything like that?
Revenge.
Hmm.
When I was really young, when I was 17, and I found out that my boyfriend at the time was sleeping with one of my neighbours. And, I did.
What did you do?
I accidentally... I accidentally might have reversed into her. I didn't sit outside on the radio. That never happened.
Gee, sorry, hang on. You accidentally reversed into her in your...
It were only a little bump. She's grand.
As in you ran her over.
Listen, I cannot confirm nor deny. Just take what you want out of that.
Well, I'm going to take out of it. You ran her over.
I'm going to ask a question, and if the answer is yes, just cough once. Did you run her over? That's not funny, Agent.
No, it's not really. I assume she wasn't seriously injured. You wouldn't even be telling us this.
No, absolutely not. It was tiny.
So tell me why you ran her over. What did you do to him?
Oh, he had these things. I don't know, you remember back in the day. They were called techniques. They were decks.
Oh, I actually had a set myself, yep.
Yeah. So every single one of them went out on the main road. Every single one.
So it's something to do with records then, or CD collections that is easy. So what do you make then?
Men's toys, I think. Do you know what I mean? Like your vinyl.
Boys' toys are the easiest thing to target.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you make then of poor Simon? He is putting his hands up and admitting that he ripped his girlfriend off, but he doesn't believe his 200 vinyl albums deserve to end up in the skip. Sure.
What a poor chappy.
Oh, I'm not hearing a lot of sympathy there.
Listen, you know, sympathy between shit and syphilis. I mean, not. I've absolutely tore his head off.
I hate to be honest. You know, don't take offence to this, Nikki. You're coming across as a complete psycho.
No, she's only after recently getting married. She's very calm now.
No.
She's
no. I'm not coming across as one. I am.
Oh, you are? Right, okay.
Everyone, I'll be getting phone calls on this going, Nikki, I heard you on the radio. Everyone knows me. Knows I'm
Okay, stay there.
You're about to be upstaged by the next psycho because there's another psycho on the other line.
Okay, the question that we're asking you is revenge ever justified if you're cheated on? That's the question. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 085-825-2626. Now, so you reckon she's going to be upstaged. Upstaged by Leah. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Now, it says on my screen, and I'll read what it says. She has done a lot of petty shit. Is that a good summary?
I've done a lot of petty shit.
First of all, can we ask a question for legal reasons? Have you killed anybody?
No.
Okay. Good. Grand. We're good to go then.
Our conscience is clear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So go on, Leah. You've done a lot of petty shit. Go on.
I have. Right. So obviously I've been on the show before. You know I'm a swinger.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Now I know who I'm talking to. Right. Yeah.
So I met a guy at a swingers party and then we kind of started dating and it was going on for a couple of months. And then I get a phone call from his wife. Who I never knew about because he did that swinger thing. I thought, like, you know, but he was there as a single guy, so I never knew about the wife.
Ooh.
Right. So then she continued to blame me, like, as if it was me that started with. I met my swinger, so, like, it's not my problem. It's not my fault. So she made such a big deal out of it. I sent her a particular video and a link to where you could buy the apparatus in the particular video that I was using.
I'm confused.
Don't be confused. Don't act naive now.
I'm not making a fool of myself.
They were up to some sex stuff.
Okay, you don't have to use the word apparatus. It's a podcast. What's the apparatus?
Toys.
Yes. I was wearing it.
Oh, strap-on.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know I could say that.
Right. No, you can.
Sorry, in my house, the apparatus is a food blender. So I just want to make sure.
Not in his house.
Okay, so hang on. You had video evidence of you giving him one with a strap on and you sent it to his missus?
Yeah.
Ooh.
With the link to where I bought it. Just to
chop
that in, like.
Oh, in case she wants to buy one herself.
Exactly.
And I'm just asking for what shop would that be, by the way, that sells them?
Loads of
No, I'm sorry. Why would you bring her in? You see, I'm confused. Why hurt her?
Like, I got all the blame for it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
your woman was blaming Leah for everything.
But she did nothing wrong. Like,
no. But she's blaming. She's saying it's Leah's fault. So Leah said, "Piss off! Not my fault. Have a look at this."
Well, in fairness, he didn't shove the dildo in his own arse. You shoved it in his arse. So it kind of
what
is,
against his will?
No, I'm not saying against his will, but I'm saying you.
No, the fact is, Leah was getting blamed, and she said
she is to blame. For heck's sake,
how is she to blame? She met him in a swingers
because
club.
She put a strap-on on and gave it to him up the arse.
Yeah, but regardless of that, it's nothing to do with it. Regardless of that bit, it was the whole where we met and how we met. Like, I was not wrong.
I know, but that this woman here is the innocent party, is she not? Sorry, am I getting this completely wrong?
What? The woman is the innocent party.
Yeah, but I didn't know about her. I didn't know
she's not here. He met her at a swingers club.
I get that, but why hurt? Why hurt that woman?
Because the woman was blaming Leah
because
for what happened.
She was hurting me. Like, she gave me an awful life.
And where, how graphic were the photographs? Oh, God.
Well, here, what?
I don't want to picture it.
Well, do picture it. So she's given him one with a strap on,
yep.
And she has a photograph of it. And that's enough to make the wife go, what the hell are you being up to?
No. And was he visible in the photographs? Like, obviously, is
yeah. Oh, definitely. Like,
okay. So, and Leah, a lot of people would say you did right because you were getting the blame for something. He was at the swingers club without his wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the point. He went there.
Was he an open swinger? Like, were they a swinger?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
He had no idea.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And that's, I had no idea that he had.
Okay, so you sent on a video when you were getting the blame for doing this. Tell me what happened after that then. Well, I assume you never saw him again.
No, I didn't, right? But what I will tell you is I got rid of all my social media and stuff because I started an OnlyFans. So I only opened then social media just for that. And this week alone, she liked one of my pictures and then unliked it. Scarlet or like, you know what I mean? Like, she's still watching me. There's honestly nobody views you more than the people that hate you. Like, let's be honest.
I mean, I could if I was caught cheating, yeah. I could probably, you know, not talk my way out of it, but reason with her and go, well, listen, I was drunk.
This happened, that happened.
I fell on top of her and we ended up kissing, but you cannot talk your way out of being fucked up the arse. No, but you literally can't. There is no way. There's no way you can.
No, you can't.
Okay, so Leah.
I did other things.
Yeah, go on, give me another example.
I ordered a load of keys off eBay, I think, or Amazon, one of them. And I got a load of key tags and I wrote their number on it. And for about 2 years, I used to just randomly bring out the keys and drop them. So, like, he'd always have people ringing him going, here, I'm about to find your keys.
Okay, but that's not...
Still,
well, no, it's not bad, but it's okay, really fucking annoying.
All I can say is, Leah, I'd hate to be in a relationship with you and rip you off.
No, but how do you rip off someone who's in an open relationship?
Well, by not, like, I have to know about it beforehand.
Oh, so hang on, it's only cheating.
There's still a consent matter, like, do you know what I mean? So on my end, so he has to ask me.
It's like, I'm only allowed to go to the pub if I ask my missus, can I go
correct.
To the pub?
Yes.
Yeah, it's that yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leah, stay there for 1 second, she's done loads of... what do you make of this message that I just got? If my fella ever did the dirt on me, I'd make his life hell. I'd make sure no woman would ever go near him again. I'd happily accuse... Oh, Jesus. I'd happily accuse him of sexual assault. Break my heart and I'll destroy you.
That's disgusting.
Seriously,
that's disgusting.
No. That is psycho stuff.
Order.
Yeah.
And what that does as well is, what that kind of shit does, that's psychotic shit. What that does is makes it so difficult for actual victims of sexual assault.
I agree with you.
It's very disrespectful for people who have suffered with it. And, you know, that's a big thing of disrespect. And that's a big no-no.
Absolutely.
You're ruining a lot of lives there over. Okay, that's not true.
So just before we go, Chris has been on to us.
How are you, Chris? How are you?
Yep. And he's come up with an excuse that your man could use. I slipped, fell, and landed on a bird wearing a strap-on.
that's his excuse.
That's his excuse.
Do you think that'd work, Leah? I accidentally fell on the strap-on.
Oh, God.
No, I don't think so.
With the size of it, I don't think he could accidentally fall on it.
Okay. I know, she should have known when your man came home walking like John Wayne that night anyway. That was after being issues going on.
Stay there for a second. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note that came in to us on 085-825-2626. The question we're asking you today is revenge ever justified?
Jesus, Jeremy, you would get some slagging from your friends if you called the cops over that. Oh my God, the embarrassment of it.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Sandra sent us this WhatsApp voice note to 085-825-2626.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy, Sandra here. I just wanted to let you know, well, it's not a part of revenge. I was pregnant back in 1996 with my belated daughter, and I was going steady with the boyfriend at the time. He was the father of my child. And I was living in an apartment, and my best friend basically was seeing him behind my back. So the two of them got together. They had a daughter, and unfortunately at the time I lost mine. But it's a horrible thing to be cheated on. Being serious about it, you know, it's fucking horrible. Especially when you're pregnant with their child as well. It's horrible.
And it is horrible, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody, especially on somebody who's pregnant. However, the question is revenge ever justified? Is it justified to rip up his entire collection of vinyl and throw it in the bin, destroy the whole thing? 200 albums.
Before we go back to Neil, I just want to ask Leah another question here, because it's just the whole thing is playing in my mind here. Did it make you feel better getting revenge? It did.
Yeah.
Knowing that you'd pretty much destroyed a relationship, though.
No, I didn't. He did.
No, that is the fact of it. He did by going to the swingers club.
Yeah, wasn't my relationship around.
He did by taking it off her in the way in which we described already.
Yeah.
He did, not her. Leah was there openly at a swingers party.
Okay, well, that's something. You didn't destroy anything belonging to her. But what about, you know, damage, actual physical property damage?
I wouldn't judge someone for doing it. Like, do you know what I mean? If someone broke my trust and I can't break out of there, yeah, fucking right, I'd break something physically, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is all about, no, but it is all about breaching trust.
Yeah, it is. So basically, and would you expect the same to be done on you?
Same has been done on me, actually.
So what was done on you?
My ex came into my house, took all my picture. Wrote on my mirror in my favourite lipstick, wrote on my wall, wrote horrible things, like, do you know what I mean?
Okay, so men do it as well.
Okay,
men do it too, but, like, again, I can't judge. In fairness, I was wrong. Like, I did awful things and I deserved
it. That was the point that I made, Jeremy. If my wife went out and destroyed my car tomorrow for no reason, I'd be annoyed. If she did it because I'd done something very wrong, then it's more justifiable.
You do things wrong every day.
Every single day. I don't know how my car is still standing. I don't know. Stay there for a second, Leah. Neil, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Neil?
Jeannie, Mark, happy Friday, lads.
Indeed. Indeed. How are you getting on, Neil? What do you want to say on this?
Not too bad. Jeannie, Mark, between people getting pegged like my washing in the back garden, I don't know where to start.
Mm.
Revenge. I actually think it might be down to bad music taste, because the examples we've been given revolve around breaking vinyls, smashing decks. Maybe it's just bad music that's causing the problems.
No, I don't think that's the issue here.
Maybe it's better taste.
In Simon's case, he ripped her off last weekend. She was very, very unhappy. It was a work colleague that had insult to injury. And then to top it all, she threw him out and ripped up his vinyl collection.
If we're being serious, that guy was just trying to have a cake and eat it. Men, us fellas, we are not smart enough to multitask two relationships. If you wanted to go and get a bit of strange, get rid of the familiar first. It's very, very simple. We are simple creatures. We are mono. Women are stereo. Don't mix them up, because it ends up rotten. We're idiots and we're finding this out. Now, to be honest, there's been a few crazy women on as well. So I think maybe just...
Well, the argument and the point was made earlier on that it is only ever women who do this, although we have heard of a number of cases of men exacting revenge.
Yeah, everyone is insane. I think that's what we're learning today ahead of the weekend. And everyone's
okay, but is it ever justified then to get your revenge on somebody who rips you off? Here's a great message that just came into us a moment ago. We'll see if we can get her on. Nolene says, isn't it better to break material things rather than break his face?
Well, I think if you're going to get revenge on the person. That lady you just had on wrecked a relationship. That could have been a speed bump in a 50-year marriage, and that's gone now. You know what I mean?
The fellow who went to the swingers club.
Yeah. No, I don't know how you come back from that.
How do you?
But you know what I mean? You know, we don't know what's going on in their relationship. Maybe she was off at it as well, and then they have a chat and they move on. You don't know, but there's no shot at that now because there's a video sent to him getting rattled. You know, you defo can't come back from that.
Unless the wife knew he was into it or whatever. I don't know what setup is.
See, that's the thing. We don't know. And the problem is that relationship, that marriage is over. Based on that, and maybe it should be over. I have no idea, but like I just think if everyone just calms down a wee bit, if you end up going to a swingers club, maybe don't be in a relationship with someone. You know what I mean? For most of us, sex is not a spectator sport, you know. But if you want to go to a swingers club, go to a swingers club.
Okay, but that's not even the issue. The issue is that she was seeing this guy on and off for a couple of weeks, and there was never a mention of a wife. In other words, out of the swingers club, a relationship developed of sorts, and then she found out there was a wife because he was there at the swingers club as a single man. Stay there for one second. Sorry, just an answer to my question, Neil. Yes or no? Is revenge ever justified if that revenge involves, I don't know, ripping up a CD collection or ripping up his clothes or whatever?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
It is justified?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Nolene, I read out your message there a moment ago. You're welcome to Opinions Matter, Nolene.
Hi, how are you?
Your message quite simply said, isn't it better to break material things rather than break his face?
Yeah, it's the truth. Like, which would you rather, his CDs broke or his nose?
His CDs broken or his nose? Yeah, no, but the point being that somebody cheating like this, somebody ripping somebody off...
deserves everything to get.
Creates that sort of anger. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Karma's a bitch and she bites. And there's nothing worse than a woman after being cheated on. She will get revenge one way or the other.
And is it justified? Is it okay?
Yeah. If you hurt someone, like if you're walking on the street and someone hits you, do you stand and just say, okay, that's fine, no bothers? No, you defend yourself and you hit back. So if you've been hurt by someone, of course you're going to want to hurt them back tenfold. So why shouldn't you?
So have you ever gotten a revenge on somebody who might have ripped you off?
Might not. Yeah, no. Yeah.
God, you just answered the question without me even finishing it. Give me an idea of what it was like.
Let's just say he had to go and buy all new clothes because I had a very, very sharp pair of scissors.
You see, that's psychotic.
What's psychotic about it?
Okay, we
No,
we,
it's
okay,
not.
Hang on, Nolene. We regularly talk on this show, and I'm going to say this to Adrian as well. We regularly talk on this show about children being used as pawns in relationships when relationships...
What's that got to do with this conversation?
Listen to where I'm going for a sec. And I think most of us agree that, okay, if you think it's okay to get a revenge on a cheating partner, is it okay then for a woman to deny her ex-partner visitation to the children because he cheated?
What's that got to do with ripping up clothes?
No,
it's not completely different.
That is another act of revenge. Women do
that. No, that isn't justified, and nobody ever says it is.
Yeah, men do it too. And men do it too. No, it's not just those that do it.
Okay, nobody is going to...
You're all hypocrites.
No, hang on for a second. Nobody is going to justify that sort of revenge using kids as bombs.
Oh, so it's only certain revenge that's okay.
Yeah, ripping up his clothes with a knife.
So it's certain revenge.
Yeah, that's over.
Material things.
Yeah, that's over tomorrow. That's over tomorrow. He realizes his clothes are ripped up. Oh shit, I have to go and buy new ones. It's over.
It's so petty. It's actually pathetic.
So if you're a woman, if you cheat on your wife and she ripped your clothes off, you would say she's pathetic.
Sorry, say again?
If your wife cheated, or if you cheat on your wife.
Yes.
And to get revenge, she cut all your clothes off. You would say she's pathetic.
Yeah,
yeah, he'd ring the guards. That's what he said. He'd ring the guards.
Well, no, she wouldn't cut my clothes off.
How do you know? You haven't been in that situation.
She all right, but wouldn't be your clothes.
Yeah, she'd probably chop me Mickey off, yeah.
No, but the point is you haven't been in that situation, so you genuinely don't know how she would react.
But it's funny how the reaction, if the tables were turned on this, yeah, and this was a man who was after doing criminal damage on a woman, you would all feel completely different. Do you remember when your man got his Mickey chopped off? What was his name?
Bobbitt, yeah.
Remember Bobbitt did the dirt on his wife and she waited until he was asleep and she chopped his Mickey off and left it beside him on the pillow. Yeah.
good woman.
No, but that's what every woman was saying at the time. Every woman was saying that. Now, you can imagine if you flip that around, and if a woman cheated on a man, and when she was asleep, he cut her breasts off in a horrific attack. You'd all be singing a different tune. I hate...
But there's a huge difference in cutting someone's private parts or her boobs off and ripping their clothes off. There's a huge difference. I would never go to that extreme. I would laugh in the face before that. Oh, no, I'd never go to that extreme. I would laugh.
All right, Nolene, thanks very much indeed. 085-825-2626 is our number. This is Morris.
How you doing, lads? Yeah, I'm just listening to the topic. Very good, very interesting. I suppose sometimes revenge is sweet. This is a story I heard about, and it's very true. It was about a woman. I think she was married for over 30 years, and her husband passed away, and he made sure she was well looked after and everything else and the whole lot, you know. So towards the end of their marriage, or when he was passing, she found out that he was after having an affair with a mistress for over 20 years. So he financially took care of her as well, but he stipulated in the will that he left with the wife, I want you to sell the car, say the car was worth 15 grand, and I want you to give the proceeds of the car sale to my mistress. So the wife advertised the car for 500 quid, and a guy bought it, and he says, why are you selling it so cheap? She said, you don't want to know. So revenge is sweet. Cheers, guys.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Aisling, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Aisling.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Aisling. Well, Aisling, is revenge ever justified? Is it okay to rip up his vinyl collection or to do all the other things you've heard, send videos to the wife, all of the different things that we've heard, is it ever justified?
No, like, honestly, I don't condone cheating whatsoever.
Nobody does, obviously, unless you happen to be in an open relationship or whatever, but yeah.
Yeah, a whole different scenario. But no, like, I think she should have just, like, cut him out of her life. I wouldn't cheat on somebody, but I mean, I wouldn't like my stuff to be wrecked in the long run anyway. But no, like, she should have just moved on at the end of the day, because like, he deserves that. Like, he doesn't deserve her at the end of the day, whatever he did, you know? So that's just...
So you think if something like that were to happen to you, you'd be able to rise above it and just say, sayonara, see you later, bye-bye?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I have been cheated on. I mean,
so tell me how that felt. Yeah. Tell me what that did to you.
Oh, it was awful. I mean, I was young. I mean, at the end of the day, and you know, but I mean, when you're also young, I think it hurts a lot more. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, it was awful. And I mean, I didn't get revenge in any sort of a way. But like, he doesn't deserve to come on to a podcast and look for sympathy. Like,
he's not looking for sympathy on what he did. In fact, at the very end of
but on his vinyls, though.
Yeah, well, at the end of his message, he's basically saying, I did wrong, but...
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, well, okay, I just don't think he should be kind of looking for sympathy for his vinyls. And I don't agree with that.
But then you obviously think that it is justifiable to destroy his entire vinyl collection.
No, I don't. But I also don't think he should have just publicly aired it either.
But what he said in his message to us is, he says, yes, I'm a dick for cheating, but why not just break up without the psycho shit? In other words, he's pissed off that she destroyed his vinyl.
He should have broke up with her first. Obviously, if he cheated, there's something inside you that you're not happy. If you need to go out and look for something else, you're not happy. So he should have broke up with her first, not that she should have broke up with him for being psycho.
Yeah, but the feeling I get from the story is that it was a spontaneous cheat as opposed to a... I always see a difference.
What's the difference?
I always see a difference between...
What is the difference? Okay, there isn't a difference.
There's a huge difference. I always see a big difference between somebody being out on a night out and being drunk and end up kissing somebody drunk, or a planned affair. I find planned affairs...
Okay, so if you're doing a gig at the weekend and you come home at 4 a.m. and you say your wife finds out that you're after giving a young one a good scene to up a laneway, do you think your wife is going to say...
Who gives scene to up the laneway? This is not the 90s, Jesus Christ.
But that's what you were doing.
A scene to...
Do you think... Oh, Do you think your wife would say, ah, it's okay, Jeremy, she weren't planning it?
No, of course not. I think there is a...
Yeah, or that you were drunk and it was justified.
No, but is there not, and this is a conversation for another day, is there not a distinction between the two? I always find that affairs are worse because affairs are... It's like, there's a difference between, you get more time in prison for murder than manslaughter, yeah? Mm. Why is that?
Yeah.
Because one is pre-planned and one isn't.
Yeah, and I think things that are pre-planned are worse than things that just happen spontaneously. In other words, to have an affair...
I don't disagree with you.
Women always agree with me in the end. They always agree with me in the end. No, because in order to have...
I still don't condone the cheating in the beginning.
No, and I'm not condoning the cheating, but I'm just saying, in order to have an affair, you need one of those burner phones. You need burner phones. You need, like, weekends away booked in as Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Why did they always use the word Jones, by the way?
Smith is more popular now, yes.
You know, you need to be... You need alibis. You need all that sort of stuff. That takes an awful lot of work. And I think if I was being cheated on, yeah... As the cheater? Who's get cheated on? It's the cheater.
You're the cheater, yeah.
You just made up a new word there.
I love that word, the cheater.
Yeah. If I was the cheater, I would rather that my partner cheated on me on a spur of the moment in Copperface Jacks at 3 o'clock in the morning, as opposed to, you know, she organised to go on a weekend down to Killarney with this fella and they shagged in a hotel room for the whole weekend. Do you get the point I'm trying to make?
I do understand.
I think we both agree with you.
However, I don't think your wife would say, after you give the young one a sing-to up the laneway, ah, it's okay, Jeremy, you weren't planning it.
Okay, first of all, seeing to. Who uses those expressions?
Just work with me here.
Apparently he does.
Yeah, apparently. Adrian, the last of the great romantics there.
But that's all it would be in a bloody laneway.
Well, I suppose it would be, yes. And the last thing I'll say, and you'll probably agree with me on this as well, Ashley, because everybody agrees with me in the end. I do think if you're that hurt that you're going to get revenge, the only justifiable thing I think that's excusable is to go off with one of their friends or go off with their sister or their mother or something like that. Because that's not criminal damage. That's hurting their heart. I think it's okay to hurt someone's heart.
Well, dumping them is also going to hurt their heart, is it not? Surely that's enough. This relationship is over. Yeah. I do not want to see you again. You will not be having sex with me ever again. Good luck.
Well, we had a woman on the show a couple of years ago. Remember, Adrian, that was cheated on by her fella and she bedded the brother the next night.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. That's the true story.
What?
All right, Aisling, great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks,
and that's just about it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
Good scene to up a laneway.
Yeah,
Jesus,
that's exactly it.
Christ,
well, what else would you be doing up the laneway?
Who would do it up a laneway? Where are they?
I saw it only 2 weeks ago.
Where? We'd name the laneway and name the couple.
I don't know who the couple were, but they were up a laneway.
Which laneway? Name the laneway.
It was in Drogheda in County Louth.
Really?
Yeah.
Up a laneway.
And all I can describe it as is he was giving her a good scene to. There was nothing else. It wasn't love.
No, it certainly wasn't love. My God, if any man that takes his mickey out in that cold should be shriveled to a stub, wouldn't
he? No, this fella was well able.
Oh, God, how close were you?
No, I just hopped into my car and legged it.
Oh, my God. A good scene to...
Just before we go, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust, Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. If you think that there might be some tax that you can claim back, claim your tax back today, visit irishtaxrebates.ie now and fill out their simple application form. No rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie right now. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy.
Yes.
If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.